beginning date of the prophecy of the 70 weeks.
Evo da nastavimo našu diskusiju oko početnog datuma 70 sedmica.
All of the biblical chronologists agree that the first year of Artaxerxes' reign was spring 464.
Svi hronolozi se uglavnom slažu da je prva godina vladanja Artaxerxesa bila 464.
And the Babylonians used the spring to spring calculation of the year.
A Babilonci su koristili godinu od proleća do proleća su računali godinu.
They started counting the year in the spring, the first month.
Prvi mesec je bio u proleće, tad su počinjali da računaju godinu.
And so the seventh year of Artaxerxes would be 458, 457.
Dakle, sedma godina Artaxerxesa bi onda bila 458, 457 pre Hrista.
According to the spring to spring system of the Babylonians.
Prema vavilonskom računanju od proleća do proleća.
The question is, how did Ezra calculate Artaxerxes' seventh year?
Pitanje je kako je Ezra računao Artaxerxesovu godinu?
Did he use the spring to spring system?
Da li koristio sistem od proleća do proleća?
Or did he use the system that he was used to back in Jerusalem?
Ili je koristio sistem na koji je navikao u Jerusalimu?
The fall to fall
system. Od jeseni do jeseni system.
Because in Jerusalem for much of the time, not always, but much of the time during the the monarchy of Judah.
Jer tokom monarhije carevine judejske
the Jews had a religious calendar that started in the spring of the year.
Jevreji su imali religiozni kalendar koji je počinjao u proleće.
And they started counting their months in the spring.
I u proleće su počinjali računati mesece.
But their regnal year, the year to start the new year for the civil government,
ali njihova kraljevska godina, dakle godina za građanska godina,
started at Rosh Hashanah at the seventh month.
Je počinjala na Rosh Hashanah, sedmog meseca.
And this is similar to our, we have the calendar year and we have the school year, for example.
Na, slično našemu, mi imamo recimo kalendarsku godinu, imamo školsku godinu.
School year starts in the fall. We start counting our school year months.
Godina počne u jesen, pa onda računamo te mesece.
But the calendar year starts in January.
A kalendarska u januar.
So the major question is, was Ezra using the fall to fall reckoning or the spring to spring reckoning?
Glavno pitanje je da li je Ezra koristio računanje od jeseni do jeseni ili od proleća do proleća.
If he was using the spring to spring reckoning, then it was the year 458 when the command went forth.
Ako je koristio od proleća do proleća kalendar, onda je 458.
But if he was using the fall to fall reckoning, then the command went forth in 457.
A ako od jeseni do jeseni računao, onda 457. počeo.
How can we know?
Kako to znamo?
Well, fortunately, we have his contemporary Nehemiah.
Na svu sreću imamo njegovog savremenika Nehemiju.
Who makes very clear to us the kind of reckoning that he was using.
Koji je bio veoma jasan kad je u pitanju računanje.
Now you remember Nehemiah was right there in the court of the king. He was the king's cupbearer.
Setite se da je Nehemija bio carev peharnik na dvoru carevom.
And yet, very interestingly, he did not use the spring to spring reckoning when he wrote his book of Nehemiah.
A kad piše knjigu Nehemijinu, ne koristi od proleća do proleća godine.
He used the fall to fall reckoning.
Nego od jeseni do jeseni.
How can we tell that?
Kako to znamo?
Because Nehemiah 1 and chapter 1 and verse 1.
Nehemija 1:1
gives a dateline for us.
Daje nam okvir vremena, ovaj datum.
Came to pass in the month of Kislev in the 20th year.
Kaže da u mesecu Kislevu 20. godine.
And Kislev is the ninth month of the year.
A to je deveti mesec u godini.
It's the month that Hanukkah comes in and Christmas comes in.
To je mesec za Hanuku, za Božić.
And he's there in the palace and he hears this news that makes him very sad.
I kaže da je čuo tužnu vest tamo u palati.
Chapter 2 and verse 1.
Druga glava, prvi stih.
It came to pass in the month of Nisan in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes.
Nisana godine 20. Artaxerxes.
Now Nisan is what month?
Nisan je koji mjesec? Koji mjesec je Nisan?
The first month.
Prvi, prvi.
It's the first month of the spring. The...
To je prvi mjesec, proleće, dakle.
But what year of Artaxerxes is this?
Ali koja je ovo godina Artaxerxesa?
Still the 20th year.
Još uvijek 20.
In the ninth month it was the 20th year.
U devetom mjesecu bila je 20.
And then in the first month it's still the 20th year.
A u prvog mjeseca opet 20.
It didn't change here in the spring like the Babylonian system.
Nije se promijenilo kao što vidite u proljeće kao u babilonskom sistemu.
And so it's very clear that Nehemiah is using the fall to fall system.
Tako da je jasno da je Nehemija koristio od jeseni do jeseni sistem.
And thus it's virtually certain that Ezra would use the same system, contemporaries from the same place.
Tako da je jasno da je i Ezra koristio taj isti sistem od jeseni do jeseni.
And if Ezra is using the spring to spring system, then here we have a diagram of the calendar in the year, in the seventh year of Artaxerxes.
Ako je tačno da je Ezra koristio od jeseni do jeseni, onda je ovo kalendar sedme godine Artaxerxes.
First three months are in our 458.
Prva tri mjeseca su bila 458.
Then the tenth month starts 457.
Deseti mjesec je onda počeo 457.
And according to Ezra 7, in the first month, he starts back to Jerusalem.
Prvog mjeseca kažu da je krenuo za Jerusalim.
With the decree in hand.
U sedmoj glavi, sa dekretom u svojoj ruci.
And he reaches in the fifth month.
A petog mjeseca je došao u Jerusalim.
And the decree goes into effect then in the fall when he comes back to Jerusalem.
A dekret se onda realizovao u jesen kad je on došao u Jerusalim.
The year is 457, not 458.
Godina je 457, a ne 8.
There is one further line of confirmation of this conclusion.
Postoji još jedan dokaz za ovo.
And I believe it's not an accident that God preserved in this little island in the Nile River.
U Nil, dakle, ostrvo na reci Nil, sačuvano je po Božjem proviđenju to.
The Elephantine Island.
Elefantina ostrvo.
A large source of papyrus manuscripts.
Jedan veliki izvor papirusa tamo se nalazi.
And there was this old lady that was ready to burn these manuscripts in the trash heap.
Jedna stara dama je htjela da spali sve to i da baci.
And someone saw them and rescued them.
Neko je to video i spasao te.
And here were these documents written from the time of Artaxerxes.
To su dokumenti iz Artaxerxesovog vremena.
And they were dated in Persian dates.
Persijski datumi su tamo.
And in, I'm sorry, in Egyptian dates and in Jewish dates.
Jewish. Dakle, tu imamo egipatski način računanja vremena, datume usporedbi sa jevrejskim.
So they had two dates on them.
Dva datuma imamo.
And by comparing the dates of when they shifted to the next year of the king, it's clear that in Elephantine, the Jews were using the fall to fall reckoning.
I jasno je kad uporedite te spise da je prema elefantinskim rukopisima od jeseni do jeseni.
And so God preserved on that little island a witness even into the 20th century.
U 20. Veku Bog je sačuvao svedoka na tom ostrvu.
For the date 457 as the basis of the 70 weeks prophecy.
Za dan, za godinu 457 kao osnovu 2300 dana i noći.
And of course from that prophecy we can figure the coming of the Messiah.
A od tog proroštva računamo i dolazak Mesije.
And you're acquainted with diagramming the 70 week prophecy.
A taj diagram 70 sedmica znate.
But our interest is seeing that this same date is also the beginning of the 2300 day prophecy.
Ali za nas je isti datum, početak i 2300 dana i noći.
Because in Daniel chapter 9,
Jer u Danilu 9
the angel Gabriel tells Daniel that these 70 weeks are cut off literally verse 24.
Jer 24. stihu 9. glave kaže 70 je nedelja doslovno odsečeno.
And the question is cut off from what?
Odsečeno od čega?
Well, the logical answer would be the previous time prophecy that we have.
Odsečeno, logičan odgovor od prethodnog proročkog lanca.
This can be shown going the other way as well, from Daniel 8.
Ovo se može pokazati i ako idete obrnuto iz Daniela 8.
Daniel 8 gives this time prophecy of the 2300 evening mornings.
Danilo 8 daje 2300 večeri i jutara proročke lance.
And the angel comes and explains this prophecy to Daniel.
I kada anđeo dolazi objašnjava ovaj
everything except
sve osim
the time.
Vremena.
He doesn't give the details about the time.
Ne daje detalje vezane za vreme.
And so at the end here of verse 26 of Daniel 8
27.
He says, I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it.
Čudih se viziji, ali niko ne dozna.
Now what word does he use for vision here?
Koja je reč za ovde za viziju?
It's not hazon.
To nije sad hazon.
It's mare. Yes.
Nego je more.
And this more is specifically referring to the time.
A more se baš odnosi na vreme.
That's what it says in the previous verse.
To kaže u prethodnom stihu.
The more.
Mare.
This is the time part of the vision, and Daniel is not does not get the explanation for that.
Dakle, ovo je vremenski deo one vizije i Danilo nije dobio objašnjenje za to.
And he's very confused. He wants to Zbunjen understand this time part of the vision.
Njega interesuje ovaj vremenski deo vizije.
And so in Daniel 9, as the 70 weeks, as the 70 year prophecy of Jeremiah is about to come to pass,
i u Danilu 9, kada se svršavaju 70 godina iz Jeremije, dakle doslovnih 70 godina,
Jeremiah said they would be in captivity for 70 years.
Jeremija kaže, bit će u zarobljeništvu 70 godina.
And so Daniel is praying, Lord, the time is, the 70 years is almost up, when are we going to go back?
I Danilo se moli, Gospode, 70 godina je pri kraju, kad se vraćamo?
And while he's praying, God sends the angel Gabriel to answer his prayer.
I dok se moli, Gavrilo dolazi da mu odgovori na molitvu.
And the angel Gabriel says, verse 23,
kaže, 23. stih,
verse 22 and 23, he says, I have come forth now to give you skill to understand.
Danilo, sad izidok da te urazumim.
At the beginning of your supplications of the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved.
Ja dođu da ti kažem, jer si mio.
Now therefore consider the matter and understand the vision.
Zato slušaj reč i razumi utvaru.
What word does he use for vision here?
Koja je ovde reč za utvaru?
The mare.
Mare.
The very thing that he was trying to understand about the time, now the angel comes.
Baš ona stvar koju on hteo da razume o vremenu.
And what's the first thing the angel says?
I koja je prva stvar koju anđeo kaže?
It's about time.
To je o vremenu.
So the angel is coming to give the rest of the interpretation of the 2300 days.
Anđeo u stvari dolazi da otkrije ostatak tumačenja 2300 dana i noći.
And he gives the beginning of that 70 week and 2300 day prophecy.
I otkriva početak 70 sedmica i 2300 dana i noći.
So the links between Daniel 8 and Daniel 9 are very strong and very clear.
Tako da su veze između ove dve glave jako snažne.
There's one other line of evidence that's come up just recently.
Postoji još jedan dokaz koji nedavno.
Scholars have looked at this chapter 9, the language of the angel Gabriel.
Teolozi su izučavali jezik koji anđeo Gavrilo koristi.
And The first part of chapter 9 describes 70 years that the captivity would occupy, those 70 years of captivity.
Prvi deo glave govori o 70 doslovnih godinama koje će provesti u ropstvu.
And 2 Chronicles 36 makes very clear that this was for the land to keep its Sabbaths, the sabbatical years.
Druga dnevnika 36 jasno govori da je ovo za zemlju Izrael, da su ovo bile subote, počivanja.
You remember every 7 years came a sabbatical year.
Sećate se, svake sedme godine bila je subota počivanja.
And apparently they had not been observing these sabbatical years.
I očigledno oni nisu sad slavili te godine.
And so God says, I'm going to take you into captivity and let the land keep its sabbatical years.
Ja ću vas odvesti u ropstvo, kaže Bog, a zemlja će otpočinuti te subotne godine.
10 sabbatical years.
10 subotnih godina.
10 times 7 is the 70 years.
10 puta 7 je 70 godina.
So 10 cycles of sabbatical years.
10 ciklusa subotnih godina.
But when the angel comes, Gabriel does not just answer his concern about the captivity, about when they're going to go back from captivity.
Kada anđeo dolazi, ne objašnjava se samo ono vezano za ropstvo, dakle.
He also points forward to the coming of the Messiah.
Nego on govori unapred o dolasku Mesije.
And he says it will now not be 70 years, but it'll be 70 weeks.
Sad neće biti 70 godina, nego 70 sedmica.
And what is 70 weeks in this sabbatical kind of reckoning?
A šta su 70 sedmica u tom nekom subotnjem načinu računanja?
This is not sabbatical years, this is
to nisu
jubilees.
To su oprosne godine sad.
10 jubilees.
10 oprosnih godina.
A jubilee was every 49 years.
A oprosne godine su bile svakih 49 godina.
The 50th year was the jubilee, which was also the first year of the next cycle of 49.
50. je bila oprosna godina, koja je bila i prva novog ciklusa.
So 10 jubilees is
10 oprosnih godina, dakle,
is 490 years.
Je 490 godina.
And the angel is saying the captivity was 7 sabbatical years.
Dakle, ropstvo je bilo 7 subotnih godina.
Now, until the Messiah, it will be, did I say 10? 10 sabbatical years?
Da, 10.
10 sabbatical years, I'm sorry, 10 sabbatical
deset
years.
Subotnih
godina. Now it will be 10 jubilee years.
A do Mesije biće 10 oprosnih godina.
And many non-Adventist scholars have seen this jubilee language here in the 70-week prophecy.
Non-Adventist or Adventist?
Non-Adventist, yes.
Dakle, mnogi neadventistički teolozi su ovo videli.
For example, the commentary of André Lacoch in Chicago.
Dakle, André Lacoch iz Chicago video.
So if it was going to be 10 jubilees until the coming of the Messiah,
ako će 10 oprosnih godina biti do Mesije,
would it not make sense that the decree would start at the beginning of a jubilee?
Zar nije logično da dekret počne onda na početku oprosne godine?
And that the 70 weeks, AD 34, would be the end of a jubilee?
A da 70 sedmica, kraj 34. godina, bude kraj oprosne godine.
My colleague at Andrews, Dr. Waterhouse, Douglas Waterhouse.
Moj kolega sa Andrewsa, Douglas Waterhouse.
He has not published this research, unfortunately.
Nije on, nažalost, objavio ovo izučavanje.
But he has gathered all of the evidence from the Jewish sources about the calculation of the jubilee years.
Ali je sakupio iz jevrejskih izvora računanja oprosne godine.
And he has shown that the jubilee year around the time of Artaxerxes
pokazuje da je oprosna godina oko u vladavini Artaxerxa
came in 457.
Bila 457.
None of the other decrees of Cyrus or Darius or the second decree of Artaxerxes, none of those came
nijedan,
on a jubilee year.
Nijedan od drugih dekreta nije pao na oprosnu godinu, samo 457.
So I'm giving you some of the icing on the cake, as it were.
To je
new evidence.
To su novi dokazi, to je sad šlag na tortu.
that reconfirms the older evidence.
Koji potvrđuju stare dokaze.
We've got the right date here as the beginning.
Dakle, imamo ispravan datum početka.
Now we've already talked about the year-day principle here in Daniel 8.
Već smo govorili o dan za godinu principu, Daniel 8.
So let's go to the ending of the 2300-day prophecy.
Ajde da idemo sad na završetak 2300 dana i noći.
Daniel 8:14.
Danilo 8:14.
For 2300 evening mornings, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
Do 2300 dana i noći, onda će se svetinja očistiti.
Now some have tried to argue that this should be divided in half.
Neki razmišljaju, hej, pa ovo treba podeliti na pola.
Because it says 2300 evenings, mornings, so maybe it's half of them evenings and half of them mornings.
Pošto je originalo 2300 večeri i jutara, znači na pola, jer veče, pola večeri, pola jutara, znači jedan dan.
Why do they suggest this?
Zašto ovo predlažu?
Because it fits their premise that it's Antiochus Epiphanes. It fits a little closer.
Zato što odgovara bliže Antiohu Epifanu. Oni imaju predrasude da je Antioh Epifan taj.
You remember the 3 years that Antiochus Epiphanes...
3 godine.
3 years that he desecrated the temple.
Je onečistio hram Antioh Epifan.
And this makes it closer to 3 years.
A ovo je bliže 3 godine kad se...
Although still, it's not exactly right.
Ali opet nije tačno.
None of these dates fit with the Maccabean hypothesis, even if you divide it in half.
Nijedan ovaj datum nije u skladu sa makabejskom hipotezom, čak i ako ga na pola podelite.
But as a matter of fact, Hebrew grammar does not allow you to separate those evening mornings into two.
Ali jevrejska gramatika vam isto ne dozvoljava da veče jutro delite na dve realnosti.
It does not say evenings and mornings in the Hebrew.
U jevrejskom ne kaže večeri i jutara.
It says evening, morning.
Kaže veče, jutro.
This is a unit together in the Hebrew language.
Dakle, to je jedna jedinica, veče, jutro.
And where else in the Bible do you find evening, morning in that order?
A gde imate veče, jutro u Bibliji? Creation.
That's right, in Genesis chapter 1.
Dakle, prva Mojsija, da.
And so here we're talking about an evening, morning, a day. In time.
To je dan, dakle veče jutro je dan.
So I think it is indisputable that the time here is 2300 days, which as we've already seen in the context must be 2300 years.
2300 dana je to večeri jutra, dakle to je jasno.
Which takes us down to the year 1843-44.
Dovodi nas do 1843-4.
Just a digression for yes.
About evening mornings. Why yes. Is that expression used here? Evenings, morning. Is that because of the sacrifice?
No, this is a good question. Yeah, why the evening morning here?
Zašto uopšte taj izraz, pitao sam veče jutro.
Yeah. Yes, one reason we already discussed is
jedan
that
razlog koji smo već spominjali.
It's not the normal way of giving time, and there is no description of normal time in Daniel when you're talking about symbolic time.
To nije normalan izraz za vreme u Danielu, znači hoće da...
But I believe the other is that
ali
this
postoji još jedan...
last part of Daniel 8 is all in sanctuary language.
Ovaj poslednji deo svetinje,
the description Danila of the tamid.
Jezik svetinje i tamida.
The description of the trampling of the sanctuary.
Gaženje svetinje prethodna misao.
And so the language of evening and morning is the language of sacrifices.
To je u stvari jezik žrtava, veče jutro.
But the daily sacrifice is not described as evening morning.
Ali dnevna žrtva nije opisana kao veče jutro.
I'm interested in your translation for
u našem
verse 13.
13. Stih.
How long will be the vision concerning the daily? How does it translate? Does it say just the daily, or does it say the daily sacrifice?
Daily sacrifice.
Yeah. Because the translators here are thinking Antiochus Epiphanes.
Jer prevodioci su razmišljali u kontekstu Antioh Epifana.
And Antiochus Epiphanes took away the daily sacrifice.
Antioh Epifan je uzeo ili prestale su da se prinose svakodnevne žrtve.
And he sacrificed pigs on the altar instead of lambs.
Svinje stavio na oltar umesto jagnjeta.
But the word sacrifice is not in the Hebrew.
Ali reč žrtva nema u jevrejskom.
It's just the word tamid, which means daily.
Samo tamid, koje znači svakdašnja. Nema.
So it's not just pointing to the sacrifice.
Tako da ovo ne upućuje samo na žrtvu.
It is describing the whole services of the sanctuary that happened regularly.
To ukazuje na celokupnu službu svetinje koja se i tokom godine vršila.
Dakle, yes, it included the sacrifice.
Naravno, uključena je žrtva.
But it also included the other priestly activities that were carried on every day, the mediatorial ministry of the priest.
Uključena je i druga posrednička služba sveštenika cele godine, dakle svakodnevno.
That he did at the altar of incense.
Na kadinom oltaru.
And at the table, the lamp stands, they were changed.
Svećnjak,
tamid, daily.
Tamid, dnevno se i to menjalo.
And the bread was also there, the text specifically said the bread was there tamid, it was there continually.
I hleb je bio tamid, neprekidno.
And so, while the expression evening and morning has a flavor of the sacrifices of the sanctuary.
Dok izraz veče jutro ima prizvuk žrtve u svetinji.
Yet it's not referring specifically to the evening morning sacrifices.
To ipak ne ukazuje direktno na žrtve samo.
Because as we read in Exodus chapter 29,
jer druga Mojsijeva 29,
the daily sacrifice is called the morning and evening sacrifice.
Dnevna žrtva je jutro veče.
Morning comes first, then comes evening.
Jutro je prvo. Pa onda veče.
So the fact that we have evening and then morning here takes us beyond the sacrifices to creation.
Veče, jutro je izraz koji nas vodi, prevazilazi žrtveni jezik i prema stvaranju ukazuje.
Was that helpful? Does that answer your question that you had? I guess your question it was. Yes, so now your question here.
Da li je ono isto fraza u Danilu 8.14, ovdje imamo dane i noći, a u stvaranju imamo veče i jutro. To je isti jezik ili...
To je isti u jevrejskom, da. Jezik. Naš prevod. Our translation has days and nights, not evening and morning. It's a little bit confusing.
Okay, yeah, it's the word erev.
Dakle, jevreski je erev. Boker, dakle, to je veče i jutro.
Erev is evening.
To je veče.
This is morning.
Jutro.
But I think this is not a big problem. Here,
no,
so.
To nije. No.
Da li Dukan to povezuje takođe sa jezikom stvaranja, ali nisam siguran da li je stvaranje vezano za Jom Kipur. Jer čini mi se da Dukan kaže da je stvaranje vezano za Jom Kipur, pa da je ovo u stvari jezik Jom Kipur.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. You don't need to translate. This is good.
Keywords.
And this is another crucial link.
Exactly. To je još jedna veza, da.
Leviticus 23:32.
Treća Mojsijeva
23:32. Indicates that the Day of Atonement was celebrated from evening to evening.
Kaže se da je dan pomirenja bio od večera do večera.
Doesn't actually say evening morning, but it implies that evening comes first and then
da,
the evening.
Da, Jom Kipur je zanimljiv, dakle večer dolazi prvo. Ne kaže i jutro, ali večer prvo.
So I think Dukan is right here. There's an echo to the Day of Atonement here.
Dukan je u pravu. Ovo je eho za dan pomirenja.
So now let's look at the ending date of the 2300 days.
A sad da pogledamo poslednji datum 2300 dana i noći.
We do the calculations day for a year and we come to 1844.
I imamo računanje i došli smo do 1844.
At first the Millerites thought it should be 1843.
U stvari, Milleritski pokret je tvrdio da je 1843.
Why did they miss it by one year?
Šta se dogodilo sa tom jednom godinom?
Yeah, they forgot about the zero year.
Zaboravili su nultu godinu, da.
When you move from before Christ to after Christ, there's no zero year.
Kad idete pre i posle Hrista, taj prelaz nema nulte godine.
You just go from 1 BC to 1 AD.
Imamo prvu pre Hrista i onda prvu posle.
So you have to add an additional year to get to the right year in the conclusion.
Tako da morate dodati jednu godinu da bi na kraju došli do ispravno.
When was Day of Atonement? Let me back up. So we come to the right year, 1844.
Dakle, došli smo do prave godine, 1844.
What time of year would we say that the prophecy would be fulfilled?
Koje doba godine bi bilo ispunjenje proroštva?
Well, here is where our pioneers combined Daniel 8 with the festivals, with the festival typology.
Ovde su sa prazničnom tipologijom onda kombinovali Danila 8.
They saw here the imagery of the Day of Atonement, like we've already said.
Videli su ovde sliku iz Dana pomirenja.
And the description of the cleansing of the sanctuary.
I opis čišćenja svetinje.
This is Day of Atonement language.
To je Dan pomirenja, jezik iz Dana pomirenja.
And so they asked, when does Day of Atonement come in 1844?
I onda su se pitali, a kad taj Dan pomirenja dolazi 1844?
Now, Desmond Ford and others have scoffed at our Adventist pioneers.
Desmond Ford i ostali su ismejavali pionire.
They have said how naive, how ignorant they are.
Kako je to naivno, kakve neznalice.
They could have gone just to a Jewish almanac, which gives you the time for Day of Atonement in 1844.
Mogli su otići u jevrejski almanah i videti Dan pomirenja, kad je bio 1844.
And what date is listed in the Jewish almanac? What exact date?
Koji tačno datum je u tom jevrejskom almanahu?
September 21, not October 22.
21. september, nije 22. oktobar.
So why did they choose October 22?
Otkud im ideja onda da izaberu oktobar 22?
Very naive, very unscholarly.
Vrlo naivno, vrlo nenaučno.
Or are the skeptics naive and unscholarly?
Ili su skeptici ovde naivni i nenaučni?
The date of September 21 is the rabbinic calculation for Day of Atonement on that year.
September 21. Bio je rabinsko tumačenje dana pomirenja.
And how did the rabbis calculate that date?
A kako su rabini računali vreme?
They used mathematical formulas.
Koristili su formule matematičke.
Because you remember the Jewish year was a combination of the lunar year and the solar year.
Sećate se da je jevrejska godina kombinacija lunarne, mjeseče, po mjesecu godine i solarne.
And the lunar year is about 10 days shorter than the solar year.
A lunarna godina je oko 10 dana kraća od solarne.
So about every 3 years you have to add another month.
Svake 3 godine morate jedan mjesec dodati.
To keep these two calendars together.
Da budu usklađeni ti kalendari.
More precisely, 7 times in every 19 years you need to add an extra month.
U stvari tačno svaki 7 puta u toku 19 godina treba da.
Because almost exactly every 19 years if you add 7 extra months it will stay to get the calendars will stay together.
Svaki 19 godina doda se 7 meseci, znači da bi to bilo usklađeno.
But the question is, when do you add that extra month?
Ali pitanje je kad dodajete taj ekstra mesec?
Well, the rabbis just said, well, we will add it the first year and the third year and the 7th year. They just picked 7 times during these 19 and said these are the times we will add it.
Rabini su jednostavno sami izabrali tih 7 meseci gde će koji staviti tih 19 godina. Rekli su posle prvog, drugog, trećeg, nije bitno.
But what's the problem with that method?
Ali šta je problem s tim metodom?
The problem is that at Passover time,
u paskalno vreme,
on the 16th day of the month,
16. meseca prvog,
they needed to wave a ripe sheaf of barley.
Trebali su da obrću zreo snop ječma.
This is the name Aviv.
Aviv, dakle.
It's the name of the first Jewish month.
To je prvi jevrijski mjesec, tako mu je naziv.
But it means a sheaf of barley that has turned brown and it's ripe, it's ready to pick.
Ali to je snop ječma koji je brownske boje, sasvim zreo. I zreo je za branje.
And so you could not have Passover coming too early so that you couldn't wave this ripe sheaf of barley.
Tako da niste mogli onda Pasku imati ranije jer ne možete da obrćete snop posle.
So in biblical times at the end of the 12th month every year,
Na kraju 12 meseci svake godine u biblijsko vreme,
the leaders would go out and they would look at the harvest.
Lideri bi otišli pogledali kakva je žetva.
And they would say, they would figure, will this harvest be ripe in about 2 weeks when it's time for the barley to be waved at the Passover time?
Da li će za dve sedmice, kad je vreme obrtenom snopu, biti stvarno taj ječam zreo?
And if they saw that it wasn't going to be ripe, they would say, now we add an extra month, this next month.
I kad su shvatili da to neće biti zrelo, onda bi dodali taj jedan mesec.
So they would have a second 12th month.
Onda bi imali drugi 12. mesec.
And so the question
Adar,
for
Adar, right?
That was the second Adar.
To
yes.
je drugi Adar, da, taj onda 13. mesec se dodaje.
The question was in 1844 was it important to add this was it necessary to add the second Adar?
Da li je 1844. bilo neophodno da se dodaje taj drugi Adar?
According to the rabbinic calculation,
prema jevrejskim računicama ne.
This was not one of their mathematical years to add the second Adar.
Nije trebalo dodavati prema matematičkim proračunima.
But God had preserved a little group of Jews who still were figuring the calendar by the biblical way.
Ali Bog je sačuvao jednu malu grupu Jevreja koja je na biblijski način računala vreme.
These are called the Karaites.
To se zove Karaiti.
It's a fascinating story.
To je neverovatna priča.
These Karaites were the only Jews who still believed in sola scriptura.
Karaiti su bili jedini Jevreji koji su još uvijek vjerovali u princip sola scriptura.
The Bible alone, not tradition, not rabbinic tradition.
Samo Biblija, ne rabinska tradicija.
They didn't follow the Mishnah, they didn't follow the Talmud, they just followed the Bible.
Nisu ni Mishnu ni Talmud sledili, nego samo Bibliju.
But most of them lived outside of Jerusalem.
Ali većina njih je živjela izvan Jerusalima u to vrijeme.
And so already long before 1844, most of the Karaites had simply adopted the rabbinic way of calculating the start of the new year.
Većina Karaita pre 1844. Su već prisvojili rabinski kalendar.
But there were a few Karaites that still lived in Jerusalem.
Ali postojala je mala grupa, nekoliko njih koji su živjeli u Jerusalimu još uvijek.
And one of the converted Jews by the name of Kalman, C-A-L-M-A-N.
Jedan obraćeni jevrejin koji se zvao Kalman, kako reći. Kalman, dakle.
He writes from Jerusalem.
On u to vreme piše iz Jerusalima.
A letter that is, is published in the American...
Pismo koje je objavljeno u...
American Biblical Repository.
U američkom biblijskom... Repository je...
Don't ask, we don't, this is not a common
yes,
word even now.
Yes.
It's just the title of this scholarly journal.
To je jednostavno naziv, ni danas se ta reč ne koristi repository. Dakle, to je američki biblijski glasnik, ili kako hoćete.
And he is there at Passover time in the late 1830s.
30. godine 19. veka, 1830-ih, on je bio tamo u Jerusalimu.
And he notices that regularly the rabbinic year is 1 month too early before the barley is ready to be waved.
I on je primetio da je obično rabinska godina pomerena za jedan mesec ranije u odnosu na ječmenu žetvu.
And the Adventist pioneers found this article in the American Biblical Repository.
Pioniri su našli ovaj članak u ovom časopisu.
And they also found an encyclopedia that described the time when the barley was ripe, usually in Palestine.
Našli su i enciklopediju kad je vreme kad obično ječam sazreva.
And putting these two lines of evidence together, in 1844 they came to the conclusion that it was too early if you did not add a second Adar.
1844. godine saznali su da je suviše rano i da ako ne dodaju taj Adar mesec.
So based upon the Karaite calculations who were actually there in Jerusalem.
Prema karaitskom kalendaru koji su bili tu u Jerusalimu.
The one little group of Karaites that still followed the biblical way of figuring it.
Jedna mala grupa koja još uvijek sledila biblijski način računanja.
the Adventists came to the conclusion that we had to add the second month that year.
Adventisti su shvatili da te godine bi trebalo dodati drugi Adar.
And that brought us to October 22 rather than September 21.
To nas je dovelo do 22. oktobra, a ne septembra 21.
Now who was the naive one?
Ko je onda ovde bio naivan?
The one who goes directly to the almanac and says, here's when Day of Atonement was in 1844?
Onaj koji je otišao direktno u almanac te godine, rekao, evo, to je datum te godine?
Or the ones who went to the group of Jews that were still keeping the calculations according to the biblical way?
Ili oni koji su išli, dakle, kod Jevreja koji su još uvijek držali taj kalendar te godine?
I believe that God led our Adventist pioneers to this little Karaite sect of Jews.
Ja vjerujem da je Bog poveo naše pionire ovoj maloj sekti jevrejskoj.
Instead of going to the published almanac.
Umjesto da idu objavljeni almanac.
Now, since that time, my great scholar colleague William Shea,
od tog vremena moj prijatelj i kolega teolog William Shea
has shown that it's possible to calculate when Day of Atonement came in 1844 without the Karaites.
Shvatio da i bez Karaita mi možemo izračunati kad je bio dan pomirenja 44.
Because there is a there's a set of calendar tables prepared by Parker and Duberstein.
Postoji jedan set kalendarskih tablica koji su napisali Parker i Duberstein.
That has reconstructed the whole chronology of from Nebuchadnezzar all the way down to about into the first century AD.
Koji su od Navuhodonosora pa do prvog veka nove ere rekonstruisali ceo kalendar.
And so from this chart you can determine when Day of Atonement was in 457 BC.
Iz ove tabele znate kad je 457. bio dan pomirenja.
And basically there are three positions in the calendar of Day of Atonement. There's an early position.
Tako da imaju tri pozicije računanja dana pomirenja. Rana, kasna i srednja.
Which position was Day of Atonement in 457 BC?
457. Gde je bila pozicija dana pomirenja?
She went to these calendar, these charts prepared by Parker.
She je išao u te tablice, da.
And found out that this is the, I'm sorry, this is the time for the Day of Atonement.
On je shvatio da je kasni.
The late day.
Kasni datum da je bio dan pomirenja.
In 457.
457.
So you go 2300 later, years
ako
later,
idete 2300,
it should also be now the late time.
Trebalo bi da bude onda taj kasniji datum, dan pomirenja.
And that brings you to the late position, which is October 22.
A taj kasniji datum je oktobar 22.
So in other words, we have another line of figuring besides the Karaite observations.
Tako da ima još jedna linija dokaza osim Karaita.
So the date October 22 is solid.
Tako da je taj datum stabilan, čvrst.
Now if some of you want to make it absolutely certain,
ako neki od vas hoće da budete apsolutno sigurni,
I would urge you to go to Jerusalem.
Idite u Jerusalim.
Where the Karaites keep their documents. We hope there are some documents
de
there.
Karaiti imaju svoje dokumente. Nadamo se da imaju.
Because this has not yet been done.
To još niko nije uradio.
To actually see if the Karaites have a record of when they observed the exact date of 1844. Was there a second month added or not?
Da proverite da li je 1866. dodat taj drugi mjesec ili nije.
It seems probable based upon this letter of Kalman, but we don't have the actual documents for it.
Prema pismu Kalmanovom izgleda sasvim verovatno, ali nemamo te njihove dokumente karaitske.
Okay, I have gone through now the bare bones, the anatomy of our doctrine of 1844.
priznao, dakle, prikazao sam ovde anatomiju u onom kostur, dakle, učenja 1844.
And a medical person must study the anatomy of the body.
A medicinar, dakle, doktor, on treba da istražuje anatomiju tela.
But you can study the anatomy of a dead body.
Ali vi možete studirati anatomiju mrtvog tela.
So we must also study the physiology.
Tako da moramo i fiziologiju da proučavamo.
This can only be studied of a living body.
Kroz živo telo, to samo može kroz živo telo.
And the next 2 hours I would like us to study the physiology of the sanctuary.
A sledeća 2 sata ćemo proučavati fiziologiju.
Let's put the flesh on these bones.
Da stavimo meso na ove kosti.
So we have the right date of October 22, 1844.
Imamo ispravan datum, 1864. 22. oktober.
What difference does it make?
Kakve to veze ima s nama?
What was God actually doing and what should we be doing?
Šta on to čini, a šta bi mi trebali činiti?
Let's take a 10-minute break and we'll come back for the last segment of our course.
Poslednji sati časa. Predmeta.